Hey, Billy, it's Joe.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just driving.
Oh, yeah? You ready for the interview?
Huh?
You ready?
Ready for what?
The phone interview?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You forget who? A different Joe.
What? I thought it was Joe, my singer.
No.
I was like, what the heck? This first call me from a 714 number, too, and this is like... Cool. Yeah, I'm ready, man.
All right, man. Hey, this is the DJ Uncle Psycho Show, and we are on with Billy from Divide Today. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Not much. How are things going?
Oh, good, dude. Just doing good, man.
All right. What's the latest with Divide Today?
Not much. It's actually getting ready to... We've been working on the new album, writing it and stuff, talking some demo stuff, and getting ready to release that in spring of next year.
All right. Any word on the title of the CD?
No word yet. Joe, our singer, has been thinking of some pretty cool stuff, but, we haven't decided anything yet.
How many songs do you have about?
I think we're going to go for between 10 and 12 tracks on this album. Last album, we did too many, we think.
It was a pretty good album, though. It's like the titles of the songs.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have wild titles. I think some of the tracks are like Jack the Ripper versus Jack Tripper. And one of the possible ones was Captain Crunch versus the Roof of Your Mouth. And we had some kind of... Those are just some ideas, some rough ideas.
Oh, good. Some songs for the kiddies.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool, right on. Cool. So, you guys just went on since I talked to you last, which was almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
You guys went some across the Midwest and visited some other states. How'd that work out?
Definitely. We headed out across to, we went up north and then we went across to Florida and back. It was amazing. Florida was amazing. We partied really hard.
Oh, right on. How were some of the clubs out there?
Oh, yeah. We went bar hopping, club hopping, you know, everything hopping.
Right on, cool. Sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, definitely. We've been trying to get back out there, actually. Yeah. But unfortunately, because we're working on the new album, we can't really tour right now, so.
Uh-huh. Hey, I just saw on your website on DivideTheDay.com, you guys have a video for Vegas Baby Vegas.
We sure do.
Oh, that's awesome. When'd you guys get that out?
Where did we film it?
Yeah.
Just north of Lancaster, so kind of between, like, Vegas and L.A., it was some hotel out in the middle of nowhere, and the guy who did it, his name is Drew. His MySpace is like Rad Drew Productions, if anybody wants to check it out. But he did an amazing job. He had a full crew out there. They fed us, took care of us, and yeah, we were really stoked about that.
Oh, cool. That's good to go. I know Race Called Man and actually has a video coming out called Liberate. It's been out for a while. Waiting for K. They're coming out with a new video for Bleeding Gray here coming up pretty soon, next couple of weeks. So it sounds like a lot of guys around this area are starting to get some videos out rather than just play the clubs and plug along. So that's good to see.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely just for promotions, you know, to get your band out there. Video is really important.
Right.
And actually, once we start tracking for the next album, we're going to go back and actually cut another video too. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be. This next one's going to be a good release. It's going to be available a lot more places, you know. This time it's going to be Best Buy, Target, a little bit of everywhere, you know. The last one is a little limited, more like just Tower and Virgin and Hot Topic, so.
Yeah, well, you can't put Tower out next year because it won't be there.
Oh, that's true, huh?
You can try, but it might be Kmart or some shit.
Hey, exactly. Yeah.
Right on. So, you guys are doing this next CD with Pluto Records?
Definitely, yeah. We're doing this next one with Pluto. This next album was supposed to be our last, as in end of contract, album, but we're actually going to do a new contract with Pluto because they just got a bigger distro deal through East West, which is Warner Brothers.
Good.
So we're going to actually go out to New York in January or February to record for a month with producer, hopefully, Mike Watts. So he's gonna put a lot more time and money into the album and stuff. So we're gonna just re-sign a contract with him.
Good deal, man.
Yeah, we're really stoked about Pluto. So I really can't see us anywhere else. You know, we'd like to grow with Pluto. So
yeah. All right. Well, that's good to see. Interesting how that works out. That's good. Good news. All right. So you got new DVD or new CD coming out. You got a video coming out. Another CD with Pluto next spring. What else you got? You got any more tours coming up?
What's that?
Any more tours coming up?
We're going to tour probably a month before the album comes out to just get the hype up going again. And then as soon as the album goes out, we're going to do definitely another nationwide.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome, man. How many overseas tours?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Any overseas tours?
We'd love to, but, you know, it just all depends. You know, we need a booking agent for that, and that's one thing you still don't have is a booking agent.
Right.
Hopefully somebody starts, you know, picks us up and can get us out there. I definitely would like to head up towards Canada if we can. That'd be our first step, and then after we do that, I'd definitely try to get overseas if we could.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I know Conspiracy, I thought they're with Backstage Passes, a booking agent or management company. I saw them about 2 weeks ago, man. They rock it up pretty good.
Oh, wow. Those guys are still jamming, huh? Those guys have been together forever.
Awesome. Yeah, they're really good. A little political.
I hope I don't cut out on you. I'm driving in my car on my cell phone. I hope I don't cut out on you.
You're all right. So.
Conspiracy of Thought, are they doing another album or what?
They just came out with one called Dance of the Revolution. I'm not sure how long that's been out, but I guess it's the newest one. But it's really good. They're like, kind of like Rage Against the Machine and System of a Down, real political, and the bassist does a pretty good rap job on a couple songs. It's real wild.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. They were playing up at the Sandbar last October. Actually, this October on the 7th with Waiting for Decay and Race Called Man. So it was pretty wild. Pretty good party.
Oh, wow. Good time.
Yeah, definitely. So, let's see here. We got some shows coming up on the, what's today, the 18th or the 20th. You'll be in Hemet on the Wheelhouse.
Yep. This Friday, we're going to be playing Hemet at the Wheelhouse with a bunch of good bands, Conscious Unveil, and a couple other good bands. And then we got on the 28th, we got Redlands University. That's going to be free show for anybody that's from the school. That's 18 and over, though.
All right, I see the 22nd of December, you'll be at the Key Club. How'd you guys score a Key Club
show? You hit us up, it's a metal school show. I don't know if you're familiar with that band, Metal School.
No.
Really good, you should check them out. They put on a really good show. They just do like old, like, makeup rock, you know, metal cover band, you know, that type, but, you know. They hit us up about doing that show. We actually have 100 free comp tickets that were given to us for that show, so, and that's 18 and over also, but if anybody wants to go, hit us up on MySpace, and we'll get you some free tickets. We should have them in the next couple weeks.
Outstanding. Yeah, definitely Key Club. That'd be a sweet party right there.
Yeah, if you want to go to that too, let me know. I got those comp tickets, so.
Yeah, definitely. I know I'm going out of town on the 24th, but the 22nd is a Friday.
It's a Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely have to check it out before I head out of town, so I'll let you know for sure.
We're going to party it up, drink it up, and have a good time.
Yeah, definitely. That's cool. All right, man. Billy from Divided Day, man. Hey, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, man. It was good talking to you again.
Yeah, you too, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you and party up with you guys.
For sure, brother. Take care.
All right, that was Billy with Divided Day, and you can check out their CD called, was it Pretty Girls with Ugly Boys?
That's the one.
All right. It's in stores now, and you can get that at DividedDay.com. Any last words from Bill?
Brandon, I love you, man.
Right on, brother.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy, thanks for your time, bud.
Bye. All right.